This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Scientists have found that some of Colorado's man-made whitewater parks can harm fish species, including brown trout. Eric Richer is an aquatic research scientist with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. He says the structures can block some fish from moving upstream to spawn or to seek refuge from droughts or warming water.
If we continue to fragment our habitat, you can see fewer fish in these systems. You see less genetic diversity, which will kind of had a feedback loop. And then as these fish become in peril, the worst case scenario would likely be a listing as a threatened or endangered species.
The study examined fish movements before and after two new parks were built on rivers near Montrose and Kremling. There are about 40 whitewater parks built or in the works on Colorado waterways. Richer says he hopes the research will lead to future park designs that don't hinder fish movements. In southern Colorado, the scenic Frontier Pathways route is the state's newest electric byway. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
People with electric vehicles can now travel the 103-mile route and find dual-port fast-charging stations along the way. EV charging stations are available in Pueblo, Silver Cliff, West Cliff, and Colorado City. The recognition is part of a state effort to electrify all 26 of the state's official byways. Now, there's just a handful left, including Los Caminos Antiguos in the San Luis Valley. Frontier Pathways winds through open prairie, forested mountains, and irrigated farmlands. It's one of 13 statewide that also have a National America's Byways designation. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org.